Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 20th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for September 20th to September 27th and beyond? The main event this coming week is the total lunar eclipse, which happens September 27th, late Saturday night for North America, or Sunday early in the morning for most of the rest of the world. This is the last of the tetrad of blood moons, a sequence of four total lunar eclipses at six-month intervals, which started 2 years ago. There won't be another total lunar eclipse until 2018. It's also a supermoon. In other words, the Earth's natural satellite appears to be abnormally large and bright in the sky due to the moon being near its closest approach to our planet. The eclipse is at 10 degrees Pisces in the zodiac, and will be within 5 degrees of direct opposition to retrograde Mercury, which is across the heavens in Virgo. The ancients considered eclipses portentous, in other words, signifying forthcoming evil events. A demon was devouring the sun, or the moon, as in this case. In astrology, the significance of an eclipse is determined by any associated planets, either during the eclipse, or interacting with the eclipse point in the following months. Since this Pisces eclipse is opposite retrograde Mercury in Virgo, it will likely magnify some of the problems typical of a retrograde Mercury period. As well as being opposite to retrograde Mercury, this eclipse shares its sign with Uranus, the planet of unexpected events. But Uranus is a good 14 degrees away, and therefore not so strong for effects. Still, eclipses signal changes, as does Uranus. So, this blood moon could set off events that are already primed to happen by Uranus's position. As an example, Pisces is the fourth house of the USA chart, the sector of a nation's chart that is opposite to the tenth house, which stands for the leader. Therefore, this indicates opposition to the leader, in other words, the president. Uranus, the planet of rebellion, is now directly opposite the USA Saturn, the planet of the establishment and the established order. Now, add in the lunar eclipse, and we can see that there's even more potential for some major change in the fourth house of the opposition, which will affect the established order of things. Wonder what that'll be. Another item that is in play this week is the mutual square aspect between Mars and Saturn, which is exact on Friday, September 25th. Mars and Saturn are enemies in Vedic astrology. Mars is the planet of action and fast results. Saturn is delay and caution. Mars demands that Saturn do something. Saturn tries to maintain the status quo. Mars puts out a special full-force square aspect to the position 90 degrees ahead of it. Saturn puts out a full-force aspect 270 degrees ahead of it. Thus, by their mutual positions, these two planets are influencing each other, with the exact aspect happening Friday, September 25th. The potential for intense events is strong. An example of this energy pattern currently manifesting on the world stage is the refugees crisis in Europe. And one more thing for this week. Wednesday, September 23rd, is the autumnal equinox, for those of us in the northern hemisphere, anyway. This is when the daylight and nighttime periods are more or less equal, and it's called the first day of fall. The sun reaches the midpoint in its apparent journey from north to south. The sun is crossing over the celestial equator from the northern hemisphere, going to the southern hemisphere. In Vedic astrology, this is considered a transition period. Therefore, the day of and immediately before and after the equinox are considered weakened. Therefore, not recommended for starting important new endeavors. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.